Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with me, Lee Milner, and Chris Barrow.
You sound like you were about to rap.
I thought I'd intro it in the most magnificent way.
Why are you...
Because I feel really happy today.
Why?
Because the sun's shining.
Is that
and
it?
And we've got extra plants.
Oh, don't go into the plants.
There's so many plants, it's unbelievable.
The only thing that's open is takeaway food and a plant shop. So you've become a plant shop addict.
Yeah, I know Sheila. She works in the house plant section. And
but what games does she like to play? You didn't get onto that, did you?
No.
Because you were talking about plants.
Actually, she probably likes zombies versus plants.
Oh, right. She's like, can I play zombies versus plants, but not with the zombies? Can I play plants, please?
Sorry.
I'd like to know, actually, apart from plants versus zombies, what other ones are there? There's a Pokemon Leaf Green. I know that for a fact.
Oh, come on.
And that's it. I'm out now. Help us out, please. Anyway, last month you said that if people review this podcast, then we'll get out of lockdown quicker. And hilariously, the day after we released the podcast, the government went, we've had our roadmap out of lockdown. So if you review our podcast...
Thank you!
The lockdown is going away quicker.
It worked. Just keep doing it, though. Keep subscribing, keep following, because then it might mean that we never have to go back into lockdown.
That is a fact.
Yeah, actually, check out our news update episode as well for any info on why PS5s are so difficult to get hold of. We still haven't got one, by the way.
Just don't. Just don't even go there.
Work harder.
No, it's my work. I've got the money for it now. I've worked. I've saved my money. I just literally can't buy one. But in that episode, speaking of Pokemon Leaf Green, we talked about those three new Pokemon games that have been announced. Also, thanks to our friends at Slug Disco.
Oh, yeah.
We featured three of their games that they've published and actually put out a bonus episode looking at their games.
The idea is that if you take a bunch of these creatures, just like totally random ones with random brains and random bodies, and you throw them in the ocean, most of them will just kind of flail around and not going anywhere. But a few will probably get... a little bit, and if you let the ones that move the furthest have the most children, then after enough generations you will actually have like creatures that can actually swim.
Now this month
our reporter Alex Rhodes has a roundup of the gaming BAFTA nominations.
I wonder if the judging panel have been listening to the Naked Gaming Podcast, probably for my amazing hosting skills.
I'll be looking at how you can learn through your PlayStation and Xbox.
Through Minecraft you can learn things like problem solving, collaboration, reading, math. There's also loads of extensions out there to learn things like coding skills.
And we're playing another simulator.
Well, you're playing another simulator.
Number four is in the lead. Four is in the lead. I don't know what the jockey's doing. She's just pressing the screen. Oh, she's coming on the inside, but number seven's coming up from the rear. Don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss a single thing.
Don't want to close my eyes.
No singing in this episode, Chris.
Here comes the gaming news with your favourite newsreader, Lee Milner.
The developers of Fortnite, that's Epic Games, have bought the company that makes Fall Guys. The idea is apparently to build what's called a metaverse. That's a universe where characters from lots of different games exist, a bit like the film Wreck-It Ralph. We need to watch that again, by the way.
You're breathtaking!
Star of Cyberpunk 2077, Keanu Reeves, has been spotted buying merchandise from Cyberpunk 2077. In a deleted Instagram post, he was spotted in a comic shop buying a Johnny Silverhand figurine. You'd think the company might have sent him one, given that he stars in the game. On the other hand, it could easily have been another bug. Speaking of bugs, a professor has named three new species of beetle in Australia after the Pokemon franchise's legendary birds. Yun His Xiao from Eastern New Mexico University collaborated on a paper to document the beetle discovery and describe the new species. They're officially named Bimburum Articuno, Bimburum Zapdos, and Bimburum Moltres. And they're all very colourful, like their Pokemon namesakes. Gotta document them all! Sony have registered a patent which allows them to map PlayStation buttons onto any object and turn it into a PS5 controller. The example used by the patent is a banana. The wording in the patent says it would be desirable if a user could use an inexpensive, simple and non-electronic device as a video game peripheral. Just make sure you don't mash the buttons too hard.
Thanks to Lee Milner with the gaming news. Just a couple of things to mention as well. You know how in our PS5 special where we went, why is it so hard to get a PlayStation? There's got to be a better way.
Mm.
Well, Currys have come up with a better way.
Oh.
You can register for what's called a priority pass, and then they'll randomly pick people to be able to buy a PlayStation 5, and you've got 72 hours to complete your purchase.
Oh.
So there's no way that a scalper...
It's like a callback system.
Yeah, and also you can only buy one, and if you buy a second one, or if you register multiple times, you get charged each time you register.
That's
so good. The first time's free, and then you have to pay 20 quid the second time.
Don't you think, like, most shops should do that?
I think it's definitely the way forward. You can listen back to our news update episode about why it is so hard to buy the PlayStation 5 for more on that.
Stop kidding around, Snake.
The nominations for the BAFTA Games Awards have been announced, and for the second year in a row, back after demand, and because he's available, our reporter Alex Rhodes is here to give us all the gossip from the virtual red carpet.
It's been another record-breaking year, because twice in a row, I'm not being paid to do this. Oh, and also because The Last of Us Part 2, set in the middle of a viral pandemic that's devastated mankind, unrealistic I know, has 13 BAFTA nominations, including a new Game of the Year category voted for by the public. It's the most nominations any game has ever received in the awards history, beating last year's record of 11, which was held jointly by one of our favourite games, Control, and the crazy walking simulator, Death Stranding. How many will The Last of Us Part 2 win? Find out next month in Alex Rhodes' BAFTA Games Awards Part 2.
You really gonna go through with this?
Ghost of Tsushima, a game where you hack and slash bad guys as a samurai warrior, has also received 10 nominations. Well done to them.
Better than nothing.
Unlike last year, there aren't really any cool and interesting independent games on the list. In fact, it's almost entirely made up of blockbuster PlayStation exclusives like Miles Morales and the awkwardly titled Final Fantasy VII Remake. So the real winners are PlayStation's accountants, as always.
I've never been so proud. Women must be hounding you day and night.
Hades and Fall Guys have also been nominated for BAFTAs as well. In fact, they're two of our favourite games. I wonder if the judging panel have been listening to the Naked Gaming podcast, probably for my amazing hosting skills. The awards will be announced in a 90-minute online stream hosted by someone else. So join me on next month's podcast for my BAFTA Analysis Roundup Special Extravaganza, or BAFTA Arse for short.
Thank you, Alex. Did you know that BAFTA stands for Book Alex for the Awards?
Wow.
It's not.
How long did it take you to come up with that?
Too long.
This is the Naked Gaming Podcast with Chris Berrow.
Hello.
And Lee Milner.
Hello.
Now, the coronavirus...
The endless pandemic.
Yeah, it's kind of changed the way we work in a lot of ways.
I've got more time to edit the podcast because I'm working at home more.
Good.
Which means more gaming.
Yeah.
But that means that you then get tempted to have more takeaways, because like we were saying, there's not that much else to do apart from takeaways and buy plants, which is your new obsession.
We were out for a walk today and I was saying, literally, the only things that I ever do is have a bath or go for a walk or buy plants.
It's costing me a fortune. In what's the plants called? Even what are they, some of them called? Oh, the cheese plant's your favourite, isn't it?
Cheese plant, yeah.
But anyway, that's the way that it's changed for us. But other people, like schools particularly, the whole way of learning has changed.
Massively. I mean, I've been to a few schools to see how they're learning, how they've had to adapt. And one of the big things is obviously working remotely from home. So a lot of the kids have to have laptops, computers, internet connection. Mm. And it is quite difficult because not every family can afford that. But you've been looking at ways, Chris, haven't you, of how to use your PlayStation.
Mm. This year, the BBC launched its Give a Laptop campaign in the UK.
It's back to homeschooling for students across the UK. That's hard enough. Even worse for the nearly 1 in 10 households with children without the right kit to get online.
It's clear then that laptops are in short supply. That's because lots of schools around the world are moving to remote learning due to the coronavirus pandemic and lockdown restrictions. Therefore, it's difficult to access educational materials from home, especially if you have more than one child.
It got to a point that I was feeling depressed. I felt scared. How could four people be using one phone to, you know, do schoolwork?
The huge growth in remote learning and working from home has already led to a massive increase in the number of laptops sold worldwide. Industry analysts estimate that last year laptop and PC sales increased by 15% compared to the year before. That's 50 million more machines. Assembly lines are behind on production, and some customers have had to wait 4 months to receive their laptops. But it might be easier than you think to access those educational materials from home if you have a video game console. According to the latest statistics, there are 112 million PlayStation 4s and 53 million Xbox Ones in households across the world. There's also hundreds of thousands of the latest generation of consoles being sold right now. And they can all access remote learning materials. Here's how to do it. So I'm in my living room just now, turning on the PlayStation. In my case, it's the PlayStation 4, but this also works on the PlayStation 5. First things first, you need to connect your console to the internet. This can be done either by plugging in the Ethernet cable at the back or by connecting through Wi-Fi, which most of you will have done already if you're into your online gaming. Once you've connected, you need to head to a browser on the console so that you can access the learning materials that you're looking for. Head over to Library, Applications, and then you will see www on a blue background saying Internet Browser. So we'll turn that one off and move over to the Xbox. Now, I'm lucky enough to have one of the new Xbox Series X's. This also works on the last generation as well. So go to My Games and Apps. Then you should see one that has a white E on a blue background. There it is. It's called Microsoft Edge. This is the Xbox's web browser. Once you're on either of these, you can head to your school or university or workplace's website. If you don't want to use your console's controller, though, because let's face it, it takes a very, very long time to type anything with these analog sticks. You can plug in a USB keyboard and mouse into the ports on the front or the back of your console, and it should pick them up immediately. If you're looking for some educational games for your kids to play, then Dr. Chris Headland from the University of Lincoln in the UK says there are plenty available.
Top of my list is Minecraft. Through Minecraft, you can learn things like problem solving, collaboration, reading, math. There's also loads of extensions out there to learn things like coding skills. Number two is the Kerbal Space Program. Now, this is a fantastic game which is even favoured by the people by NASA. You'll learn things like physics, mathematics, engineering, and all about the solar system while you build your own rocket to send these little Kerbals, these little creatures, into space. And the last on my list is Civilization. It's a classic game, but through this we'll learn things like cultures, a little bit about history, along with things like strategy and resource planning.
With the shortage of laptops set to continue for the next few months at least, perhaps this might be a good excuse to let your kids sit on that PlayStation just a while longer.
Dad, just 5 more minutes.
Did you used to say just 5 more minutes as a kid when you were playing?
Always.
I say just half an hour. just another hour.
We went for the whole half an hour, not 5 minutes.
Just another hour, Mother.
What did she say? No.
Absolutely not. Power up. Let's go on to some new releases this month. I want to mention Crash Bandicoot 4 has come out on the Nintendo Switch.
Whoop, whoop.
You've been playing a bit of that, haven't you?
Love it.
It's good,
great.
Actually, isn't
it's really,
it?
Really good.
Is it better on the Switch?
Graphics
aren't,
The graphics aren't as good, but, you know, you are allowed to play it in bed. So you don't have to go all the way downstairs to sit on the couch. You can just play it from the comfort of your own bed.
So the answer is yes, it's better.
Yes, definitely.
There's also Crash Bandicoot On the Run coming out next month, which I'm going to get you to play, which is like the endless runner version of Crash Bandicoot. You know those games where you're sort of running and jumping over barriers? In fact, the Christmas game that you played, the Santa Runner.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but with Crash.
So it's like the boulder level in Crash.
Yeah, exactly. But it auto runs. It's one of those classics. There's also a new game coming out soon from the developers of Goat Simulator that's just been announced.
Great.
It's called Just Die Already, though.
Wow.
Which I feel like in this current moment in time...
They're kind of
that's their
going
thing,
on
though,
a James Bond theme, aren't they?
No Time to Die.
No Time to Die. They're just like, just die already.
That's why they can't release that's why they can't release that film now, because imagine going to cinema and it's like, well, this is No Time to Die.
No, can you imagine if you went to the James Bond film and it's just called Just Die Already?
Just Die Already.
I've seen so many of these films.
There aren't any new games, really, apart from one that I found for us. This is called Mundawn. Have a listen to the trailer.
What's the bite?
So this is like a first-person puzzle-solving game, but you are in first-person. You're moving around like games like Skyrim and other classic first-person games. It's really scary. It's right up your street because, like, the aesthetic, the world that you're in, it's a pencil-drawn, black-and-white,
horror-kind of
world.
Yeah.
The setup for the story is that I think one of your grandparents has died, and you've gone back to this village. Mundawn is actually a place, I found out.
Okay.
It's a municipality that was originally in Switzerland. But anyway...
Wow. So really sell the game.
You're going back to this place. It's made by a really cool, small, independent studio called Hidden Views. And basically, they've handcrafted it all.
Wow.
And it's really spooky because you'll look at a painting and then suddenly you will warp into the painting and it will sort of surround you. And then there's just loads of really horrifying details.
Why haven't you mentioned this to me before?
Because it only just came out today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was looking around, I was thinking, there's no new games. And I thought, let me just dig a little bit deeper than the big blockbusters. And I found this one. It's really, really stylistic. It's a little bit style over substance, like the gameplay is a little bit boring and you're solving puzzles and you're trying to find out all these mysteries. But if you like the kind of vibe of Little Nightmares 2, it's that kind of thing. And it's about £16. It's out on all platforms, except for the Switch, but it's coming in April for the Switch.
Busy night, but there's always room for another.
It's the Naked Gaming Podcast. Now, we usually do some retro revival, but... there ain't no retro revival this month. There's like another version of Tetris, but there's only so many, come on. I don't want to play Tetris anymore for you. So we're going to go straight to our simulator of the month. Now, there's a story behind the choice of this game.
All right.
Lee.
Yes.
You like horse racing.
Yeah, dabble.
You
from
like,
time to
you
time.
You like watching the races and shouting at them.
Yeah, if it's Cheltenham or the Grand National.
It was Cheltenham.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the ladies and gentlemen what you decided to do?
Well, I'm very proud of this. Let's set the facts straight. I rarely bet. It's only for the...
You never bet. You don't have a Grand National, that's about
the
it.
Grand National or the Cheltenham. So basically, my friend sent me a text and said, hey, have you seen this? And there's only a flipping horse that's called Mrs. Milner.
And
Mrs. Milner,
yeah.
Right? And also there was another one called Milliner.
Milliner.
Right,
yeah.
Which offended me because people often get my second name wrong.
They called you, what did they call you, Miller on
Miller,
the phone the other
always
day?
Always Miller,
oh,
right?
Anyway, yeah.
So anyway, I thought, oh, you know, feeling lucky today, I'll put a bet on.
Have a little splash the cash.
Yeah.
A flutter.
A flutter, yeah. And I won. But it wasn't a surprise because I'm quite lucky anyway.
So you bet an enormous, all of this show's budget, £5 on Mrs. Milner.
Yeah.
And then I was watching you watch the race. Jumping up and down,
you
holding.
You should have recorded it.
Well,
you put your fingers in your ears.
Yeah, but also you were jumping up and down, holding scissors. I don't know what you were doing. I think you were like doing a package or something. It was quite a sight,
dangerous.
I must say. It's like, come on, Mrs. Bruno. And then when it won, what did you do? Whee!
I don't think you've ever seen me like that.
It was aggressive. I liked it. So I have found a horse racing game for the phone called iHorse Racing.
Wow.
Do you want to give it a go?
Yeah, all right then. So just switched it on. We've got a pretty young girl in the bottom, which says, hello, my boss. Wow, am I her boss? I am your secretary. What kind of a app is this? Let me show you around your stable. Oh, okay. Right, so you can pick which country you're in. So let's go the UK. So I can see a huge black horse. We're in the stables. I'm not quite sure what I need to do, but I'm going to just press a button. Let's try give it a carrot. We're giving the horse a carrot. Okay, do we get to race
it? They actually haven't bothered to put a carrot in. Just eating thin air.
Oh, wait. Galloping pairs. Oh, we're galloping now. We're galloping. Watch ad to get a free horse. I don't want to watch an ad, but I'll watch the ad because I want a free horse. Okay. So this has nothing to do with the actual game. I'm just watching an ad so I get the free horse. Wow, it's a 20-second one as well. Oh, you can't even skip it. If you skip the video, you'll lose your reward. So I've got a horse called Stamina Championships. Oh, no, sorry. I've got a horse called Marigino Plama. I just want to race. My jockey's going to be called Alan Munro. Here we go. Ready? We're at the starting line. Go! And the race is off, and number four is in the lead. Four is in the lead. I don't know what the jockey's doing. She doesn't know what the hell she's doing. She's just pressing the screen. Oh, she's coming on the inside, but number seven's coming up from the rear. Oh, it's neck and neck, literally neck and neck between seven and two. I don't know which even horse she is. Where's Alan Munro? Alan Munro's out. Oh, he's in second place. How do you go any faster? Come on now, we're on the last 400 metres. No, number one is falling away. It's falling away. He's losing it. Can he keep on? He's just got one more 100 metres to go. Well, mine lost. Alan Munro came fourth. And you know what it rewards you with? Watch ad to get 5 free credits. How about no?
Well, there we are. iHorse Racing is free to download. I don't know that your luck betting on the horses has extended to being an iHorse racer, though. So,
look, right, my luck can only go so far.
And it's ended now. So you know how we're called the Naked Gaming Podcast, right? Mm. And we've done a few interviews with people, and the question that they always start off asking, have you noticed, is...
Are you naked?
Are you naked on the Naked Gaming Podcast?
And I mean, it's a fair question, though.
I mean, I'll be honest with you, there has probably been one episode where dressing gowns have been involved. But it's turned out to be actually the subject of a new study.
Oh, wow.
By a company called Jagex, who we've featured on the show before. I think they make RuneScape and stuff like that. Their study says that 7% of gamers game while naked.
Oh, that's dangerous.
That's what, with the joystick, the thumb.
Oh yeah,
thumb controls.
Well, where you rest it. I mean, it's a bit close, isn't it? It
depends what game you're playing, doesn't it? Really.
Don't some of the controllers vibrate as well? Can we leave that in?
You can do. I'm leaving it in. So this study. It says they've looked at gaming habits basically since the start of the coronavirus pandemic. They say 49% of gamers say that they game now more than they used to. Which makes it sound like 51% of gamers say that they don't game now more than they used to.
Yeah.
But the most interesting thing that this study threw up was the question that we always get asked, which is, do people genuinely game naked?
And apparently they do.
Also, 7% of people are happy to admit it. So it's got to be a bit higher than that, hasn't it?
I know a few people that would game naked.
You're going to just name someone?
No. But
just say a first name.
James.
Yes.
I tell you what, if you game naked, get in touch.
Oh my, yes.
You don't have to email your name in. You can remain anonymous if you like.
Well, no, we'll see your email address, but we won't read it out on the podcast.
Yeah. And tell us why you like to game naked. Maybe it's quite a liberating feeling.
Naked Gaming Podcast, finally asking the question that everyone wants to know.
Yeah.
Do you game naked? It's the Naked Gaming Podcast. Now, last month we announced that we were giving away a G2 t-shirt, size large, model not included, in the picture that I'm... I look really tired of that picture that we put up online.
Hold it,
love. Take a picture. And I think I'd done a night shift, so I was like, ooh. But anyway, thanks for all your retweets. It's time to announce the winner of our G2 t-shirt giveaway, and it is...
Claire Gray.
Well done, Claire.
Well done, Claire.
I'm going to send you a message and get it sent off. Woo! ASAP. So well done. Now, we've got some big giveaways coming. Yes. We're working on getting some big games for you, but this month there hasn't much. So we're kind of going to...
Sorry, guys.
I know.
And we failed you.
We can give away Bailey the Bunny if you want. Because,
or some gin.
No, I'm not giving, I ain't giving away my gin. But we'll do another giveaway our next episode. Which plant would you give away?
No, we're not giving one of ours away. I'll go another one. Because then we get to go to the garden centre again.
Okay, we're not doing a giveaway this month. We'll do one next month, though. But do subscribe. We're going to do another news update in a few weeks' time. We're thinking of doing something about VR headsets. There's a lot of chat about that going on at the moment. And is that the future?
Have you seen the new controllers?
Yeah.
They're quite cool.
They do look quite cool.
They look like boxing mitts.
Maybe I need someone
to train. We've got a new podcast as well.
Oh, yeah. This is a news update that isn't the gaming news update. Yeah, this is a different news update.
So we've got a new podcast just released this week, and it's called Work-Wife Balance. And it's all about me.
Oh, well, I'm in it as well.
Oh, yeah. Chris features in it.
You're the front of the picture, though.
Yeah, and so is Bailey the Bunny.
But Bailey the Bunny in the picture is more prominent than me.
Yeah. Put, you know your place. So this, obviously, this podcast is all about gaming, which we absolutely love.
If you want to hear us talk about more about plants.
Yeah, and rubbish in general, about what we get up to when we're not working and talking about gaming.
Yeah.
Make sure you go to Twitter, go to Instagram.
At WorkWifeBal.
Yeah, and subscribe.
Can you imagine the stuff that gets cut out?
God.
We've also got a video edition coming of our last episode, actually, very soon. Very soon.
Basically, we just never sleep.
Well, yeah, because I've been doing night shift after night shift. So as soon as I have had an hour of sleep, it'll be with you. So check out. That'll be on our Twitter, at Naked Gaming Pod. You can find us on Instagram and Facebook as well. Just look for The Naked Scientists. Anything else you want to say before we go?
Nah.
Sunshine.
All looking forward to some summer sunshine. Hopefully by the time we record our next podcast, it will actually be sunny and I won't be wearing a fleece. I'll be wearing some nice shorts or something.
The clocks go forward as well, so that's good. Something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Well, happy days, everyone. Thanks for listening. Mic drop.
Peace out.
Don't hit it that hard.
This country was built on a distinctly American work ethic. But today, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and diminished our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make a variety of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more. All made right here in the USA. From growing the cotton to adding the final touches. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs for seamsters, cutters, and factory workers in towns and cities across the United States. And it's about more than an income. Jobs bring pride, purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.